When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly spin-off podcast where Paul Verhoeven and John Verhoeven, that's us, don't know why I refer to us that way, sit down and shoot the shit. It's a welcome distraction from the true crime nonsense that we are assailing you with every week in the regular episodes every Tuesday. Dad, last week on Loose Ends, you mentioned something about letting sheep into your house, and I feel I would be remiss if I didn't pursue this line of questioning.
It's an extraordinary story. I don't wish to say that all our stories are not extraordinary, but I think they're bloody good stories. And I think storytelling is a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Because I asked you for a story and you went back to the origins of storytelling.
Oh, God.
So for a pretty long episode.
Okay, no, Paul.
So, first of all, I wasn't aware that you lived within the vicinity of sheep.
Not Paul, not on the... What? Not... within the vicinity. We lived, basically. Look, my dad, Henricus Arnoldus Verhoeven, who came out to Australia in the 50s, basically, the story that I recall, and I'll no doubt be corrected by my mother, is that he basically kind of jumped ship. He just sort of said to the Royal Dutch Navy, look, I think this is what happened. He just sort of bailed. And a lot of his friends went on to New Zealand. So as New Zealand listeners will be aware, there are quite a few Dutch people of Dutch origin living in New Zealand. But a few of them came to Australia. And the Dutch assimilate really well. What does assimilate mean? It means they just sort of go out into the wild blue yonder and they just become assimilated into the psyche.
So when I ask you for a definition of assimilation, your definition was about 25 seconds of, well, they kind of go out and get assimilated.
Well.
The Dutch. You're saying the Dutch are uniquely good at this.
No, I didn't say they're uniquely good, Paul, but the Dutch are fucking amazing people.
Can we get back to Grandpa?
Yep. Grandpa? I've never heard you say that.
What have you heard me call him before?
Grandfather.
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, cool. So my father met my mother and they actually met at the North Sydney Police Boys Club, which is kind of incredible because that club where they met at a dance is in 6th Division, which is where I started General Duties Police. Is that incredible, Paul?
It's incredible-ish.
But my dad wanted to become a school teacher and the feeling... in relation to migrants back in the 50s, early 60s, was not super warm and fuzzy. And they said to my dad, okay, you want to be a teacher? We'll send you to a one-man school on a sheep station.
Yep.
In a town called Willala. Now, most people that reckon they know about country New South Wales, and I mentioned a few towns, I say Gunnedah, Narrabri, Tamworth, and they're going, yes, yes, yes. And then I go, Boggabri, and couple of people fall by the wayside. But then when I say Willala, people go, where's that? And it's near Boggabri. Now, my mother taught at Boggabri, and Mum and Dad had a little Volkswagen. And I have some memories lying in the very back of the V-dub, and my mother went through this basically, and it's very, very sort of on point with flooding and what's been happening in Australia of late. But my mother, some might say foolishly, drove through a river with me in the back of the V-dub. And the V-dub could have just floated away and I would not be here today. But it didn't. She made it to the other side.
Okay.
Now, We're on a sheep station. My father taught at a school that had no more than 10 pupils. And they used to line up on the veranda. They'd raise the flag, and I'd always be standing at the very end, being the smallest person, and salute the flag as a three-year-old. And there are photographs to prove this. And I'll tell you what, I was a really... I was an incredibly cute child. You know how you've got some kids that are just not cute? I was genuinely just... You've seen the photos, Paul.
It's a unique sort of ego to have tickets on yourself as a child.
No, that's retrospective. Paul?
Yep.
I mean, don't you agree?
Yeah.
And I always had my hands on my waist. So I had this sort of feeling of... But my dad said that I was aware of my station. I was aware that I was the son of basically the principal / teacher of this one-man school. And I used to get children in their lunch hours, even if it was 45 degrees Celsius, to push me around the playground in a pram. And I'd sort of stand up like a Roman emperor on a chariot. This is me.
Psychotic.
No, but... Paul, that's a bit uncharitable. But Dad says that I always kind of had this feeling that I knew that how to sort of get people to do things that would curry favour with my dad.
Oh, God.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does it disturb you?
No, it's just it's an interesting character trait.
Hmm.
I'm finding this informative.
Okay, good. Yeah. So... I had a pair of small gum boots. Mm-hmm. I won't say they were Wellingtons because they're kind of bigger, but these were like ankle high. And I had a pop gun. Now, a pop gun back then was a bit of cork attached to a bit of string, and you'd somehow or other load the gun, and then it'd fire one cork, and the cork
and the cork would sort of bounce back.
Bounce back because it was attached to a string.
Better be getting to the sheep soon, because good God, this is
Paul, this is leading to the sheep.
All right, good.
But before I talk about the sheep...
Oh, here we go.
I said to my mother, I said, Mum, I'm going... And I'm three.
Yeah.
I'm going out to shoot a snake.
No ordinary child, listeners.
And so I had my gun and I had my Wellingtons on.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, small boots, not Wellingtons.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are allergies putting a damper on your day? Discover the relief you deserve at Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Our dedicated team is here to help you stop masking symptoms and get to the root of the problem. Say goodbye to constant sneezing, congestion, and itchy eyes with our comprehensive allergy testing and personalized treatment plans. Take the first step towards a healthier, happier you. Visit AspireAllergy.com today, because you deserve to thrive, not just survive.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
And my mother was in the house, and the house was pretty, it was like a fibro, just no air conditioning. Mm-hmm. Listeners, it was probably the worst time of my mother's life. She still talks about it, and she gets slightly traumatized about the time out there. It was hell on earth, she said, particularly during summer.
And, hi, Grandma.
And I've gone outside to the woodpile. My mother had this feeling, like a motherly sort of feel, a bit of an instinct.
Yeah.
And she decided to... And the house was raised, and she went to the back of the house, and she looked down, and she could see me standing with my pop gun sort of pointed at the woodpile, and guess what there was? a king brown, like an 8 or 9 foot brown snake. They are deadly. And I was approaching the snake as a 3-year-old, and I was going to shoot it in the head with my pop gun. My mother shrieks. I don't know whether mum came down and grabbed me or I recoiled in fear. And they must have, mum must have got dad, because there's a photograph somewhere in the family collection of this incredible snake that my dad, he managed to, he killed the snake. And there's a photograph of it leaning, sort of straddling a barbed wire fence. Now that's an interesting story. And somehow or other, when my parents were out, mum was teaching, mum may have gone over to the school, but I opened a gate as a 3-year-old and I let probably, well, it was a complete flock of sheep. So yeah. I don't know how many hundred sheep, but I then, like a shepherd, I led this flock of sheep, hundreds of them, and I actually took them inside mum and dad's house.
Why?
Well, because I don't know exactly why. Maybe I thought it was a good idea as a 3-year-old to just get the sheep to come into mum and dad's house.
Uh-huh.
And the sheep came in, hundreds of them. Can you imagine them shitting everywhere? These little balls, like little marbles of fecal matter. Have you ever seen sheep shit?
Yeah.
I don't mean have you ever seen a sheep shit, but have you seen sheep's feces? Just tiny balls.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Okay. So can you imagine, but not only that, but the sheep began to eat everything in the house, which means they ate the furniture, the curtains, up to a certain height, up to the absolute maximum they could stretch their little necks. Then once they'd sort of had their good time, I don't know how I did this, but I then took the sheep away. I'm like the Pied Piper. And I just left with the huge flock of sheep, and we all left. And mum and dad came home, and I was gone. And then in the distance, mum and dad could see the sheep, and then right in the middle of the sheep was a tiny little head sticking up, and that was me. How's that? And I was just going off with the sheep. Is that an incredible story?
Pursuant to last week's episode, do you think at that point your parents would have sold you if someone had offered?
No. No. Because I was a special child.
Special, all right.
I think it's a fairly unique story.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. Most of your stories are. I'd say all of your stories are, really.
Yeah. Well, wait till you hear the stories at the live show.
Oh, God, yes. We are so excited about our live shows, people. We are so, so excited about our live shows. We've got this second show happening, early December, over at our venue at the Comedy Republic, and we've still got seats available, which is sickening. We really want people to sell this show out so we can get across to other locations. We want to do New Zealand. We want to get back to Brisbane. I want to get back to Sydney at some point very soon. Dad, where's your dream location for a live show?
My dream location for a live show? Okay, yep. I've got a couple. I just say I'd love to do a show in New York.
Yep.
And I'd love to do a show in London.
Ah.
I would love to do a show. I mean, if we're talking exotic, I'd really like to do a show in Antarctica.
Okay. At the ice station or whatever.
At an ice station. Ice station, yeah. Zebra.
Right.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, my dream gig, because Dad's daughter, my sister, Anne, who some of you may have encountered. She has a really great podcast called I Promise It Won't Be Boring, actually. It's a travel podcast. So Anne lives across in London. She is a very successful, she's incredible. But she lives in London, so we've got a London tie now. It'd be really, really nice to try and, you know, get across there and do a show for her and her friends and all the kind of Londoners who listen. I'm not sure how many listeners are actually from London, but God, it'd be lovely to get across there and, honestly, just any excuse to get over there and enjoy the town.
Mm. I'd also like to do one in India in front of, say, 500,000 people.
Okay.
At a big stadium.
Right, yeah, I'm sure we can arrange that. I've been to Mumbai. I know some people. We can
line something up. And I'll dress up as a guru.
100%. Before we go, I just want to give a quick plug, Dad. I'm not sure. You're not a Star Trek fan, are you?
Paul, I am open to everything.
Okay. Because my favorite Star Trek is Deep Space Nine, and I just wrote a major editorial over at The Guardian. Actually, by this point, I would have written it a fortnight ago. But in it, I talk to a couple of cast members, and I've been doing a bunch of contributing to The Guardian lately, and I'm really happy with my content over there. But if you are into Star Trek, head across to The Guardian and check that article out. Otherwise, I think we're pretty much done with this bite-sized episode of Loose Ends, Dad.
Paul, bite-sized is good. You can just get it in your mouth. You can masticate.
Oh, boy.
And then you can swallow.
Great.
And also, on that note, I would also like to say at this juncture that all our dearest, dearest listeners, all of you, and others that aren't listening but would like to listen, that won't hear this because they're obviously not listening, but well might I say that at this juncture, I'm not in Australia. I mean, I'm in Australia now, as in you're listening to me and Paul recording in Australia.
Yes.
But when you listen, I'm overseas.
Yeah, that's right. Two places at once. You're in Thailand, right?
In Thailand, and I'm hoping to just take in the breeze, if that makes sense.
I don't think that's an expression, but that's okay.
Cool.
Well, we've had such a great time hanging out with you all today on Loose Ends. Don't forget to tune in next week for more Loose Units. Have a great weekend, and we will see you very, very soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
Cheerio. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.